Lisa Prather, and welcome to The Voice of Health with our host, Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where lives are changed every day through the natural approach to healthcare. Well, today we're going to talk about the truth about free radicals. You hear that a lot about free radicals and antioxidants. And so we're going to free the radicals.
Okay.
I've said this before. Yeah. It sounds like a rock group or something.
Yeah, the free. Oh, that would be a great name.
Wouldn't it?
The Free Radicals.
There's a store that my girls go to. It's called Free People. And they laugh at me all the time because I was calling it Free the People. So that's our joke. You're going to free the people. Well, Dr. Prather, what is a free radical? You know, when we're saying free radicals, what does that mean?
You know, most people don't really know what that means.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's how they go out there and ask different questions. Like, you know, I'm eating gluten free, and people, you know, they go out there and ask them, well, what's gluten? I don't know.
But I'm eating gluten free.
And people are talking about, you know, free radicals as a problem without, you know, really understanding what those are. And a good way to describe free radicals, it's a normal type of a process within the body.
Mm-hmm.
The oxidative process and the reduction process, the redox potential of a chemical reaction is what we base most of our chemical reactions, both as we're making chemicals and then also within our body. So when we're talking about free radicals, it's where there's a free electron, which can be a problem. Mm-hmm. So if you're talking about free radical pathology, a good way to describe it is what happens to a gate, you know, that's metal, mm-hmm. starts to get rusty.
Mm-hmm.
That's free radical pathology.
Okay.
Okay. That's a chemical reaction that starts to occur on that gate, and it starts to get rusty.
So we're starting to get rusty.
Basically.
Okay.
Or if you're looking at a piece of fruit, and it, you know, you start to see some brown spots on it.
Mm-hmm.
That's free radical pathology.
Mm.
Matter of fact, if you look at someone and they have some brown spots, you know what they call liver spots?
Yeah.
That's free radical pathology. It's just like a piece of fruit that starts to get some brown spots on it.
Mm-hmm.
We get brown spots when we start to have free radical pathology starting to occur.
Can that be moles, too?
There's also the degeneration from molds and bacteria that also occur, you know, but that's part of the degeneration. But so there's a couple things that break down, you know, fruit or anything out there.
Mm-hmm.
One, free radical pathology, and then also bacteria and fungal type and molds.
So it happens as we age?
Matter of fact, if you were perfect on that and didn't have any free radical pathology, you would look like you're 21 the rest of your life.
Mm.
So one of the things that happens to a piece of fruit as it has free radical pathology, it starts to wrinkle.
Mm-hmm.
And wrinkles are free radicals.
Okay.
So that's what causes the skin to wrinkle. So oftentimes you can have some one big thing that they're finding out is how to make antioxidant creams so you can rub it on your face and the wrinkles disappear.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one of the big things that they do. So free radicals break down, the body.
Mm-hmm.
It is actually the aging process.
Mm-hmm.
And if we could control it, then you stay young, and a lot of different diseases don't occur.
Good. Are we going to talk about that later in the show?
Maybe.
That's the big question. So what's the big deal about free radicals?
Well,
why are we hearing so much about them?
Yeah, you know, it's a process in our system that is important to understand if we're trying to go for longevity and a healthy life.
Mm-hmm.
So the free radicals, there can be, I mean, you know, it was controversial in quite a bit of, you know, quite a few things. You know, some doctors kind of poo-pooed it, no big deal. I mean, it's just a natural process of aging.
Mm-hmm.
But if you really don't want to age quickly, if you don't want to get a lot of different types of diseases, it's good to understand, what's going on. And there's actually a research. There are magazines, research magazines, which you can subscribe to, scientific peer-reviewed journals, that's all they deal with is free radicals. So there is a feeling that understanding free radicals could be a grasp of the fountain of youth.
Mm.
And whenever you talk about the fountain of youth to people, people perk up.
Right, right.
So when you're talking about free radicals in this, you're talking about something that can be, if we get a handle on it, a transformative type of a technology that would increase the length of life and the health of life quite dramatically.
Well, what about antioxidants? What are antioxidants and how are they related?
Certainly. The term an antioxidant, it's the oxygen molecule that usually carries the free radicals. Because the oxygen, it's I won't get into it, but its atomic structure lends it to having free electrons. And those free electrons are one of the basis of why a lot of chemical reactions occur. Oxygenation, that's also what allows oxygen in our body. You know, when we have to breathe in oxygen for the respiratory system. And that's where we get our energy from. So the energy in our body.
This is sounding like chemistry to me.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to keep it away from chemistry. But an antioxidant are products, are vitamins. There's vitamins, there are minerals, there's enzymes, there's amino acids that have the ability to stop the oxidative process, that rust that occurs. Because it's the oxygen hitting the steel or the metal that causes the rust to occur. So an antioxidant. So if you have a peach, and the peach actually has natural antioxidants in it that keep it from turning brown immediately. Also, if you slice up that peach and put it into a can and then try to sell it to people, we add extra antioxidants like vitamin C or other different types of chemicals in there that can keep it from oxidating and turn bad.
Okay.
So an antioxidant keeps the free radical pathology from occurring.
Interesting.
And there's a lot of different types of products out there or things that our body actually makes inside that are very powerful in keeping that process under control.
Mm-hmm.
We need that process to be able to live, and it has a tremendous amount of functions. But if it gets out of balance, then we age, we develop diseases, and things can become a problem.
Okay. Well, what diseases are associated with free radical pathology?
Well, the two biggies the first one is aging. Just getting old is associated with free radical pathology. Then cancer is a very, very important aspect of a free radical pathology. Because with cancer cells, you have to have a change in the RNA or DNA or the telomeres for cancer cells to actually occur. So what happens is the free radicals come in there, damage the cell, and will change the DNA, the whole process. And then when it replicates, it gets out of hand and starts to form the cancer cells. So there's the whole theory of free radical pathology as one of the basis of cancer. Also, it is a very important aspect of cardiovascular disease. So cardiovascular disease is very much a part of the free radical pathology. The free radicals are, matter of fact, the body actually uses free radicals to destroy old tissue.
Mm.
But it can also damage normal tissue too. And one of the places that it can damage normal tissue is in the arteries. So almost all arteriosclerosis, atherosclerosis, is associated with free radical damage to the arteries. So as you have the free radical damage, then the body lays down the plaque and tries to protect it. Also, it can damage the heart. It also causes the red blood cells to clump together, so there's a less of an oxygen getting to the different tissue. And the heart is the most sensitive tissue on a reduction of oxygen to it. The other things that can occur with free radical pathology is a lot of autoimmune diseases, especially neurological, because the nervous system is very sensitive to free radical damage. MS is associated with it, ALS is associated with it, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's. All of those are free radical diseases that are prevented or helped by reducing the free radical pathology. Rheumatoid arthritis is a free radical disease. What happens are the free radicals damage the cartilage. And then when you have damaged cells, then the body starts to, the immune system does not recognize it as your own tissue and will start to attack it. So rheumatoid arthritis is a big area of work along those lines. Gout is actually a free radical disease because uric acid in the body is the strongest, most powerful antioxidant that we have. So one of the things is I can look at the blood work and see what the uric acid levels are, and you need to have it in a perfect range, what we call homeostasis, and that's where everything's working right. If the uric acid goes too low, then your free radical damage is increasing quite dramatically. If it goes too high, the body is reacting correctly, but the body's producing so much uric acid that it's starting to deposit into the joints, trying to control the free radicals. So with gout, all you have to do is get the free radicals down and gout disappears.
Interesting.
It's actually
involved in a lot of disease process.
It is huge. It is huge. And I always consider, as I look at the body, what the free radical situation is.
Okay, well, up next, let's talk about the causes of free radical pathology.
You can win a free 60-minute massage in a relaxing spa at the Prather Practice. Each month, we have a drawing to give away a free massage to one of our lucky Facebook and Twitter fans. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice. Why did you incorporate massage into your practice?
I believe that massage is an extremely important part of one's wellness, health regimen. It's something that everyone should have done at least once a month, if not more often, just to maintain a good, healthy type of a program in their system. As you work with the muscles and the soft tissue, you can actually create a tremendous amount of changes that occur. There are hormonal changes, there are physiological changes on balance. It's a very important part of one's health and wellness.
Yeah, it's much more than and just
it feels
feeling
good.
Well, it feels good, yeah. It's a lot more. What types of massage services do you do at your office?
Well, interestingly enough, there are a lot of different ways that massage actually can be involved in someone's health. And people don't realize how many types of massage there actually are. There's lymphatic, there's muscle, there's deep muscle, there's reflexology, there's electromagnetic, there's neurological, there's ones that can actually wake you up, some that can relax you, some that can balance out your emotional states. So there's a tremendous amount of different types of massage that can be affected on your system.
And who would benefit from massage?
Everyone. But if you have tight muscles, and I'm sure most people out there don't, a higher than average stress level, then massage can really prolong your life, reduce your blood pressure, increase your chances of preventing cardiovascular and cancer, especially if you're in a high-stress position. Definitely take the time out for massage.
Here we have member pricing for our spa services for once-a-month massage at $59 a month.
Wow.
Which is great.
That is good.
Our massage therapist, we have from 11 years experience to 25 years experience with our massage therapist. So,
yeah.
And there's nowhere else in town that you can get that kind of quality, you know, massage for that price.
It is a medical level massage at a that's a very good price.
$59.
Yeah, we also have a medical doctor on staff, nurse practitioner, chiropractic, acupuncture. We have all the diagnostics here so that, you know, you can feel very assured that you have the support, you know, of a whole healthcare professional team that is behind the massage therapist too.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope.
And I'm feeling
You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, the most comprehensive wellness center in the Midwest.
Well, we're talking today about the truth about free radicals. And in our first segment, we were just laughing because I said the word moles, M-O-L-E-S, and you thought I said mold. You know, I was trying to follow you.
Right, where did that come from?
You're wondering why I look so confused.
Because that's why I was wondering what you were talking about mold for.
Because I've noticed, like, some new moles, M-O-L-E-S.
Not molds.
But is that a sign of free radicals, of aging?
Yes, it is. Yes.
I don't like that.
Moles are definitely a, you know, as you get older, those start to increase, and that's definitely a free radical. You know, like the liver spots, moles, wrinkles, all those types of things are signs of free radical pathology. Cataracts, macular degeneration is 100% of free radical pathology. Loss of hearing can also be a free radical pathology situation. So there's an awful lot, you know. So it's a very important type of aspect, and it's amazing how much you can do just by looking at someone, what their, you know, their skin, the moles, the wrinkles, the liver spots. Those are all signs of free radicals. So there's a tremendous amount you can do just looking at someone at their levels of free radical pathology.
Well, what causes free radical pathology?
Well, free radical
besides aging.
Well, well, the whole thing on what causes it is an imbalance in homeostasis. There is you need free radicals to survive. It's a very important process of the body, and in its proper type of a situation, it's extremely helpful. The immune system uses it to fight viruses and bacteria. Also. It is involved in the body's use of destroying old tissue. So the body actually uses the chemical process of free radicals, the process of oxidation reduction. The redox potential is important to actually make energy. Without that, then, you know, one thing that happens when you have free radical pathology is fatigue. You know, being tired, because the mitochondria is where that's processed. That's the first place that's damaged with free radicals.
Well, can free radicals be good?
No, yeah, free radicals, you know, it's useful, but in homeostasis. And homeostasis is a perfect balance. And homeostasis is where you live the longest, are the healthiest. And when things go off of homeostasis, free radicals start to get out of control. And if the body loses control of free radicals, then it loses control of a lot of the chemical processes that occur in the body. And bad things start to happen, like
molds.
Well,
then we don't... We don't want those radicals to be free, then, and out of control.
We don't want them out of control. We want things in homeostasis. And when we are in homeostasis, that is the definition of health.
I'm just trying to figure out how they got their name. Do you know that?
I think it was a promoter, rock promoter, that actually decided to come up with that one.
Well, let's talk about, we talk on the show a lot about homeostasis.
Yes.
You know, that's how we treat the body here at the Prather Practice, correct?
Correct.
Everything we do. What kind of success have you had with free radical pathology at the Prather Practice?
Oh, extremely well. It's very important to identify. One of the most interesting cases I had was a young boy who was brought to me. He was in a foster family, and they were very health conscious. And so that's one of the reasons they took this boy. This boy was one of the most abused boys in Indiana, kind of made history. Mm-hmm. And he was untrainable when they got him. Mm-hmm. And they brought him in to help with his chemistry because one of the things that was occurring was he smelled so bad. Mm. And I said, okay. And they said, no. You need to make sure that no one else is at the office, and then you have time to air out the office afterwards.
He
really did smell that bad. Mm-hmm. And we brought him in. We did the blood work. I looked at him. And the whole problem was he had been under such trauma, mm-hmm. emotional trauma and physical trauma, that the trauma produced so much free radicals that he was putrefying his whole body. And it was a free radical pathology. Mm. And we did some very, very simple type of antioxidants, you know, because he couldn't take a whole lot of things. We hit him heavy with some vitamin C, some other antioxidants, superoxide dismutase. Did a combination. We only did about 4 antioxidants. And the next day they called up and they were so excited because the smell had reduced so dramatically. Mm. And it really was within a couple of weeks the smell went away. And that's actually one thing that occurs. If you have heavy free radicals, you actually, your body odor increases quite a bit. Mm. You know, like stinky feet?
Mm-hmm.
Stinky feet is free radicals, usually caused by a low zinc particulate, which zinc is important for free radical pathology.
Interesting.
But the smells, you know, if you have bad BO, mm-hmm. you probably have free radical pathology because that's what actually creates it.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. And so we got rid of the smell, and then he went from untrainable to trainable, mm-hmm. and then he actually started out on the educable. And it was the free radicals that had just damaged his body so much that his brain wasn't working.
And you said this was coming from the trauma emotionally and physically.
Yeah, it was, you know, stress is a something that throws off our system. Mm-hmm. And that's another cause of free radical pathology. So just going through stress increases free radical pathology. Mm-hmm. So, you know, again, it's a whole homeostasis. It's on an emotional level. It's on a physical level. It's on so many different types of levels that occurs that it was, you know, and his health just went. And it was, you know, there was an awful lot of ways that other people were trying to deal with it and really weren't getting success. And I said, if we can just get the process going, then his body can start to take over. If we could get the free radicals down.
And that's encouraging, you know, that the body can regenerate, the body can
sure.
reverse.
It's a, you know, as we're talking about structure function, we really don't talk about, treating diseases. That's mm-hmm. that's an important type of thing because as you're treating disease, it's a set of symptoms that's pharmaceutically based. Because those are the things that actually change the symptomatology, whereas we are bringing the body back into homeostasis, and the body's the hero.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the body's making the changes. We're just getting things out of the way for the body to actually work.
Interesting.
That's the basis of our care.
So how is free radical pathology controlled?
Well, free radical pathology, the body has a whole system of checks and balances, trying to keep the free radicals under control, because it realizes how important that is. The most important chemical in our body that controls free radicals is the uric acid.
Uric acid. Okay.
So I always look at the uric acid in the blood test.
And that's on blood tests. Okay.
It's on the blood test. And so making sure that that's working properly. There are so many other different types of aspects of it. You know, the vitamin C, the zinc, the methionine, melatonin on a hormonal level is part of the involvement on that. But we really need to look at the entire system, you know, and how it is working, and then help it on where it's deficient.
So blood work can tell you a lot of things about people's free radical pathology.
Oh, it tells me everything about people's free radical level. Mm. There's also blood changes, because if the free radical pathology is there, then the red blood cells become what we call sticky. Mm. And then as they stick together, there's a clumping type of thing, and there's a definite changes in the CBC. It's very evident, if you know how to look at that, that you have free radical pathology. So uric acid, cholesterol. Cholesterol is a very excellent free radical absorber, and if you have high free radicals, the uric acid goes up, and then also the cholesterol levels go up.
Interesting.
So you can control. I get a lot of people with high cholesterol, and instead of giving them a pharmaceutical to damage the liver so it doesn't produce it anymore, what I do is I reduce the free radical pathology, and the cholesterol goes back down to normal.
Interesting.
The cholesterol is a protective device that is that the body makes. It is not a pathology in itself. It is a sign of pathology that's going on. One of the pathologies that stimulates cholesterol hyperlipidemia is free radical pathology.
Interesting. So what specifically are you looking for on the blood test?
We are, when we're talking about free radicals, the uric acid level, we're looking at the cholesterol levels, we're looking at the red blood cells as indicators. Also the liver is very much involved. If you start to have high free radicals, then the liver enzymes start to drop. So there's a congestion that occurs along those lines, tenderness in through the liver. So those are all different types of processes. It can also cause damage in the kidneys. So it's a pattern of things. It's not like, oh, here's free radicals. But it's a long-term studying of the blood work and then realizing what's going on with that. And it's very easy to pick up the free radical pathology.
Well, when we come back, let's talk about why the research is mixed on the benefits of antioxidants, and then what you recommend for antioxidants for your patients.
Listen to the Voice of Health Radio on your smartphone or tablet on all of the top radio apps available. TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio. You can find these apps and more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is the Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. Laughter is the best medicine.
Get to heaven, they go, well, what did you do to get into heaven? Hi, I'm Joan. I was a patient coordinator. I worked really hard and raised a family and worked and great, come on into heaven. Who's next? What did you do to get into heaven? Hi, I started the first HMO. Oh, you can come into heaven, but you can only stay for 3 days.
A special message from the DTS Weight Loss Center at the Prather Practice.
Are you tired of making the same weight loss resolution only to end up right back where you started? Let the professionals at DTS Weight Loss Center take all the frustration out of dieting. Our nutritionists and wellness coaches know what works for every body type and can develop a plan specific to your needs throughout your medically supervised program. Make the change by visiting us online at DTSweightLossCenter.com. Dedicate. Transform. Succeed.
When you call the Prather Practice to schedule your appointment at our DTS Weight Loss Center, mention the Voice of Health radio show and you'll receive a free initial consultation plus a free body composition analysis. 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. The DTS Weight Loss Center at the Prather Practice. Dedicate, transform, succeed. I'm Lisa Prather, and you're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where we get to the root cause of your health issue. We're talking today about the truth about free radicals and learning a lot, you know, how
it is
what an effect they have on our health and our aging process. So let's talk about, you know, why is research mixed on the benefits of antioxidants?
Well, it's very frustrating to read scientific research on free radicals and antioxidants because it seems so simple to me, but it's actually a thought process. And the hardest people to reason with are very smart people. You know, sometimes you can be really dumb because you're really smart. And it's a process of mechanistic versus holistic thinking. Mm-hmm. When you're thinking about in a mechanistic pattern, which isn't how the world works, you know, that's not how the universe works. It's actually unscientific. It's nice to be able to analyze things in a mechanistic viewpoint, but you can really miss out on a lot. So, their thought process is, okay, let's find the answer to free radicals. Which antioxidant works the best?
Mm-hmm.
Which is stupid, because it's whichever one is deficient.
Mm-hmm.
So they will sit there and they'll take vitamin E, and they will do some tests on its effect on the free radical pathology. Well, on some people it does really well, and some people it does nothing, and some people it makes them worse. Okay, I can tell you that already, that's how it's going to work. If you're deficient in vitamin E, it's going to help. If you are okay on other different types of things, you know, it's not going to do anything because you've got enough vitamin E, so it's not going to affect it. And if you are imbalanced, because vitamin E is going to cause problems with other different types of vitamins and cause a decrease in your vitamin D and vitamin A, and so it can actually make it worse.
So they want to have one answer,
yes.
Right?
Yeah, so they're saying...
For everybody.
Okay, you know, they don't analyze... You know, there's a reason why it's out of balance.
That's what we need to find out first.
That's what we need to find out first. And if you did a research, a better analysis of research is, one, determine their levels of free radicals, then do an analysis of their vitamin, mineral, enzymes, amino acid deficiencies. Establish that, and then experiment accordingly.
Mm-hmm.
But they're just taking everyone as if they're the same, and people are not the same.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's the
you mean our chemistry,
model.
Our blood chemistry is not the same.
We are not the same.
Mm-hmm.
So they want to work it like a pharmaceutical. These are not pharmaceuticals. This is not disease care. They're trying to approach free radicals from a disease care model.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a functional model,
mm-hmm.
is how you're going to understand and act and work with this.
Mm-hmm.
So it's improper assumptions before they even start the experiment, and a non-understanding of how the body works before they even begin. So the research is just ridiculous. And that's why they're getting mixed results. They're saying, well, you know, these antioxidants aren't working like
mm-hmm.
we thought. Well, duh.
Mm-hmm. Was that duh?
Duh. I could have told you that. And you could have saved all that money from doing the research. And if you just think about it,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I could tell this to a third grader and they'd go, yeah, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but to a guy with four PhDs, this doesn't make any sense at all because he's trained in a certain type of thought pattern and he can't change it.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. So with that being said.
In other words, don't listen to the scientific research because they're not thinking correctly.
Okay.
You know, I'm not going to say they're stupid because they're smart, but they're too smart. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, so antioxidants are, I mean, we use those every day. They use those for preservatives of food. Mm-hmm. And it's a matter of scientifically evidence-based analysis to find out where the problems are and then address it accordingly.
So what do you recommend for antioxidants? You know, for
whatever the body needs.
Good answer.
And interestingly enough, that will change.
Hmm.
You know,
with
that's
that
why
person.
With that person, you know, because we get it's a balancing. It's like we got several scales, and everything has to be balanced. And not just a scale from side to side, mm-hmm. but there are several scales that we need to add a little bit, take away a little bit. There's some things that we need to reduce. There's some things that we need to increase. And that doesn't stay the same. It's like, well, why am I changing products?
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I first started this, I just heard this from another patient. Terrible free radical pathology has created a tremendous amount of disease. I was just explaining everything to her today. So we started her on a free radical, pathology reduction mm-hmm. program. And when she started out, she says, oh, my gosh, this is really working. My pain throughout my body is much better. My energy has increased. Things are going great. And I told her to come back in 3 weeks, to recheck on that. Well, she didn't come back in 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
She came back in 5. And she sits there and she says, this program isn't working. The last 2 weeks, I felt terrible. So I told you to come back in 3 weeks, not 5 weeks.
Uh-huh.
Well, you know, it was working before. Well, it's different now because the body's balances. So it's an ongoing process.
Mm-hmm.
It's a balancing type of thing. And the things she was taking before didn't work because why? We'd raise those up. Now we have to raise up the other type of aspect.
Yeah.
So what the antioxidants that were working before are no longer working. We have to put in different antioxidants at this point to get the free radicals under control. And then she goes, oh, so what you told me was actually important to do.
We need to get you a hat and say, I'm serious. Yeah, you have a gentle demeanor, and sometimes people,
Sure.
I'm serious. I need to get that for you.
So
you need to come back in 3 weeks.
It's an ongoing process, and it's a delicate balance type of thing, and we need to have lab tests to see how it's going, and how that needs to be shifted, and we have ways of finding out exactly what that patient is going to respond to and what they're not.
Well, and the body changes.
Oh, and the body is continually changing.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the problem is.
Well, we talked about, diagnostics and why they're so important with free radical pathology. Talked about the importance of blood work. What role does the gut play in free radicals?
The gut is absolutely so essential because that's where a lot of the toxins that are made that poison the body that kicks off the free radicals.
Yeah, I mean, I was talking to a patient, a new weight loss patient yesterday, and norm for her is not having a bowel movement but every 3 to 4 days. I said, you realize that's not normal,
And that creates chemicals that are absorbed into the body that are extremely, extremely free radical.
I just told her that sledge sitting there in your gut. Same thing.
It's poison.
Mm-hmm.
It's poison that gets into the system and really kicks off. So, we have people that I tell them 80% of the free radical pathology that's occurring is occurring in the gut.
Wow, 80%.
80%. I mean, so the gut is absolutely critical.
And when you talk about the gut, we're talking about, bowel movements, but also infection. Parasitical infection, correct?
Yeah, the normal bacteria. There's what goes into the body. There's two different sources of free radicals. There's endogenous, which we actually create within our own body, and exogenous that comes in. You know, things that come in from the outside, you know, smoke, you know, which we take in through our lungs. The sun itself produces free radicals in us. Mm-hmm. X-rays, you know, all sorts of different types of things. And then what we also produce inside, the mitochondria. And the gut is a huge source of free radical pathology. So if you have a sick gut where it's not working with, where you have IBS, if you have any type of a gut problems, constipation, whatever, your free radical, you are not in homeostasis, and the free radical levels are going through the roof.
Yeah, I don't think we pay attention enough, you know,
no.
to when we're going, how often we're going, the bowel movement looks like is important.
Sure.
Yeah, it's a big indication of our health, correct?
It's a big indication of our health.
We could have a whole show on that. What wasn't there a book we bought?
Yeah. What does your poop tell you?
Yeah, what does your poop tell me?
Which it tells you a lot.
Uh-huh. What about hair analysis? Is that important?
Hair analysis is a means of looking at the tissue. And looking at the tissue is very important, especially for the minerals. If you have high mercury in your system, your free radical pathology is going to go right through the roof. That's one of the things that occurs. Imbalance between the copper and zinc is a huge free radical producer. The calcium-magnesium ratio. You know, all those different types of things. As a matter of fact, the most damaging heavy metal out there for free radicals is nickel. Nickel actually causes more damage even than mercury or lead.
They were putting that in amalgams for
yes.
a while.
Yes, and we've had several patients who came in recently with nickel toxicity, and they felt awful.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just all the different types of symptoms, neurological and learning issues and ADD and getting the nickel down. It's like, oh my gosh. My life is coming back. So extremely important to understand, and again, understanding the homeostasis.
Okay. Well, up next, let's talk about how important our lifestyle is in free radical pathology.
Never miss an episode of The Voice of Health so that you can stay informed and empowered about your health. Get a podcast of our show automatically delivered to you every week by signing up for our show on iTunes. You can find that link on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. And don't forget, thevoiceofhealthradio.com has complete archives of all of our past episodes with an audio library of information to help you add more life to your years and more years to your life. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice. Dr. Prather, what is diathermy?
The way that we like to describe it to people is it's a large coiled magnet that produces a shortwave beam that goes into the body. The main thing that we like it is increasing circulation. The most common thing that we use it for is drainage of the ears, otitis media. The ear pain, the ear infections. For any mom who's been up with a little one screaming the entire night, knows how wonderful it would be to get that under control.
Yeah.
I think about one little guy who's just starting to walk, and he had a terrible ear infection. The antibiotics, you know, hadn't really kicked in or done anything at that point. They had heard that we do take care of otitis media, and that we could make a pretty quick cure, and husband was a little bit skeptical, but they both came in because mom had been up all night and didn't want to drive in. And she looked like, oh, help me. Uh-huh. And the little guy was just, you know, thrashing and in so much pain. So we brought him in, and 15 minutes on the diathermy. He was laughing and, you know, looking around and waving at everybody. And they just kind of looked at me like, what the heck just happened? How did this occur?
Uh-huh.
And we find that 15 minutes on the diathermy will just take away the pain, just like that. So it's something that is very easy to do, safe, very effective. Mm-hmm. And people just are amazed by the changes that occur in their sinuses and those eustachian tubes and in those ears. And moms can bring in, get their child done, and they're good.
Yeah, that child's not continually going on antibiotic after antibiotic, destroying their gut and
right.
their
weakening the immune system. You can cause too many antibiotic treatments can cause permanent damage to the immune system. Much better way of treatment is the diathermy unit. Mm-hmm. Anyone with any type of ear problems, ear infection, otitis media, going up into the sinuses and vertigo, also tinnitus, extremely important for tinnitus.
Uh-huh.
So any of our patients with tinnitus, the recommendations are always to have diathermy, because the diathermy does make an absolutely incredible difference with the tinnitus and getting that under control.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope. You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where our mission is restoring hope to our patients.
We're talking today about the truth about free radicals, and it's very enlightening to me. I mean, you hear that word, and you hear antioxidants.
Yeah, and it just kind of passes by and sounds interesting, but I don't know what that really means type of thing.
Yeah, how would you describe antioxidants?
Antioxidants are chemicals, minerals, enzymes that help to dissipate the free radical pathology.
Okay.
So they change the chemical makeup of our body.
Great. So when you're treating somebody and mm-hmm. you're giving them antioxidants, like you've shared with us with
sure.
different patients, they can be a multitude of different things.
Oh, you're talking about, it's
one
balancing.
Thing.
No, it's balancing out the body. There's vitamins that have antioxidant properties. There's minerals that have antioxidant properties. There's hormones that have antioxidant properties.
Mm-hmm.
There's proteins. I mean, it goes on and on.
All
the different types of aspects, fatty acids. So all those different types of things have antioxidant properties to them.
Well, let's talk about lifestyle. How important is lifestyle in free radicals?
Of course, a perfect lifestyle, you wouldn't have free radical pathology.
Right.
Which none of us live.
Mm-hmm.
But, when you're talking about lifestyle, you're talking about everything involved in the system. Every aspect of what we do. So lifestyle is the most important aspect of controlling free radicals.
So diet.
Diet.
Mm.
Absolutely critical. Not only do we have to work on controlling free radicals, but plants do too. Because the plants mm-hmm. actually have the oxidative process within their system. It's a different process, but they also produce free radicals. So they produce chemicals and enzymes that help to keep free radicals going. So the healthier the plant, the better it's able to control the free radicals. And then as we eat that plant, then we also get their capabilities of fighting the free radicals. Now, the problem with that is the farther they are from being picked,
mm-hmm.
the less potent their free radical pathology fighting ability. So if you sit there and you have a berry, which berries are probably one of the highest plant parts that are out there
mm-hmm.
that have free radical ability, because you have to keep that berry nice and fresh and everything for the birds to eat it so you can spread your progeny.
Mm-hmm.
So if they start getting, and they're very nutrient, so free radical pathology on that can happen very quickly. So the plant puts an awful lot of antioxidants into that seed-bearing fruit
mm-hmm.
so it can preserve it. So it will actually be viable. So berries are an excellent source of antioxidants. And if you pick that berry, you're getting a very high amount. However, if you pick it, mm-hmm. you freeze it, you can it. Mm-hmm. The longer it goes, the less, you know, the less antioxidant value it has.
Mm. So even freezing it.
Well, I mean, freezing helps to preserve it. But the longer that goes from plant to consumption, the less antioxidant value it has.
So that's why we promote farmers market, local.
Sure. You know, as people have gotten away from their own gardens, you know, if you're raising your own food, you have a garden there, you pick it, you eat it, the values of the food are just super high.
Mm-hmm.
The longer it goes, the you know, when it ships from South America up here, you know, that has less antioxidant value.
Makes sense. Well, anything else about diet that...
If you eat the same thing on a regular basis, if you eat the wrong types of things, there are foods that help with antioxidant capability, and then there are foods that actually increase your chances of getting free radical pathology. Mm-hmm. So one of the things that they say is, you know, like, you know, I love my steaks grilled out on the charcoal, but that is a high free radical type of a producer, because you take that fat, you sear it, and that damages the fat molecules, which actually can help to increase, produce, give you the type of fat that actually increases free radicals. Mm. So, you know, a more, much more plant-based, fresh plant-based, the higher your ability to fight free radicals. So, you know, the protein is real good, especially as you're younger, but as you get older, you need to more switch a little bit more to a plant-type-based diet and fresher, and you'll keep yourself from aging.
Interesting. What about exercise?
Exercise is extremely important. As you can get exercise into your system, a good exercise program can help your body to handle free radicals. If you're just sitting around, not doing exercise, your free radical pathology is going to increase. However, if you over-exercise, you know, you're a marathoner, you're one of these hardcore type of exercise people, heavy weightlifting, you can actually increase. So again, it's a homeostasis. So people who are heavy athletes, it's just like I had one gentleman who came in who said, well, you know, I just want to get checked. I want to confirm how healthy I am. I'm a triathlete. And I eat, you know, vegetarian, and, you know, he does. I do all these types of things. And I said, ooh, no, triathlete isn't. You know, that's a really stressful type of thing. All the professional triathletes have a whole nutritional type of program just to handle the stress on the body. And so we did testing on him and found a lot of health issues as a result of his triathlete competition. I says, you know, if you don't work on this, this is going to be dangerous. Well, he that's not what he wanted to hear.
Right.
It's not was it his mindset, and didn't do anything we said, and 6 months later had a stroke. And the stroke was, strokes are a direct result of free radical pathology. And it was from his heavy exercise program. And he needed to be on a definite program to counteract his over-exercise. So no exercise is really bad. Too much, do you see homeostasis?
Yes, it's the balance again.
It's a balance. It's a balance that's very important.
What about smoking and free radicals?
Oh, my gosh. Smoking is just like free radical pathology gone amok. There is nothing that causes more free radicals into the system than smoking cigarettes. You know, you can actually look at someone who's a smoker and you can tell it because of the wrinkles on their skin. It ages them quickly because of the heavy free radicals that are in their system. So smoking is just like one of the biggest no-nos you can possibly come up for free radical. If you want to get cardiovascular disease, cancer, all these other different types of things, and age quickly and die young, smoking's the way to do it.
So next time I see a smoker, I can say that.
You can say that. It's proven.
No. Let's talk about stress. What role does stress play? with free radicals?
Stress throws off the entire chemical process of the body. Mm. When you are under stress, the whole body shifts. Now, it's interesting because no stress is not good.
Right.
The way that the body has worked is that you should be 80% of the time in what we consider a rest-digest, a parasympathetic mode. Mm-hmm. And 20% you should be in a fight-flight sympathetic mode. Mm-hmm. That's a perfect balance in your system. Again, you know, it's not just completely one or the other.
Right.
But that is the perfect balance. Most of us are stuck in the sympathetic where we... and you can tell that by your shoulders, that mm-hmm. those, what we call levator scapulas, you know, those tight rocks up there.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good measurement of your stress level.
Mm, just so poking on those.
I can just kind of poke on people and tell them what their stress level is. And I can see the stress level on their blood tests.
Mm.
You know, the adrenals, you know, the chemical imbalance is off. It makes you more acidic. And it just throws off the whole process, chemical process. So it's a huge problem and causes free radicals.
Okay, Dr. Prather, we have to close.
No.
It went fast. We could do a whole nother show. But thank you so much for the information on the truth about free radicals.
The Prather Practice is located at 8902 North Meridian Street on the north side of Indianapolis, just south of the I-465 loop. If we can help you to achieve better health, we'd love to hear from you. Connect with our office at 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Join us again here next week or anytime on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com for The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. Are you frustrated by not getting to the root cause of your health issue? Are you tired of not knowing why you're always fatigued? Are you wanting to say no to toxic drugs? Have you lost hope? Are you just tired of being sick and tired? At the Prather Practice, we want you to know that we have the answers for you. We offer the alternative to the disease care model. We are the drug-free model to health and wellness. At the Prather Practice, we look for the underlying cause of your health problem and not just the symptomatology. Through thorough diagnostics, we find your individual health blueprint for your treatment. Where the disease care model is symptom-based, the structure-function model we practice gets to the root of your health issue. The Prather Practice is the most comprehensive wellness center in the Midwest. Our integrative practice offers you the most treatment options to restore your health and your hope. Learn more about the Prather Practice by calling 317-848-8048 or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com.